What up, what up, what up, what up, y'all? Welcome back to Tea Time with me. Now, I'm gonna keep it brief today, but I just wanted to come on here and have a quick discussion with y'all about some real life shit. Now, I don't know if y'all been following the Shad Moss, aka Bow Wow, and his girlfriend's mess. But honey, let me give you the quick rundown. So, on one Atlanta night, the police were dispatched to their Atlanta home where they were both arrested due to domestic violence. Now, today, TMZ released some photos that kind of led us to believe a further truth. They also released a 911 call that will give you a little more insight on into what was going on. Now, truth be told, no relationship should have to get to the point where you're fighting. And if it does, I highly encourage you to leave. But moving on. Bow Wow, when he was arrested, had many scratches on his face. It didn't look serious, but they were red and it was obvious he was bleeding. Now, after TMZ released photos today, you could clearly see that he was brutally attacked. He had a very large bite mark on his waist side, which looked like she was sucking and biting, trying to take a chunk out of him. Moving in closer on his face, man, he had deep scratches everywhere. She even bit him on his face. She really, really was trying to hurt this man. But I give him kudos for walking away. Now, when I went in on to listen to the 911 call, it was a little bit of mischief going on there. Baby girl communicated to the dispatcher that, oh, the police came out here, but they kept me locked in the room. And Shad proceeded to tell me that you think anybody gonna believe you and that he would not let her leave. And, you know, all of that was followed by cries and sighs and all of that. Now, Bow Wow have been catching a lot of slack because of this little situation. But if you follow me on Facebook and you look through my lives, we had a very good discussion where I had a panel of people come on and discuss what was going on and give their honest opinions. Now, if Bow Wow would have swung back, this would have obviously been a Chris Brown, Rihanna, Ray Rice situation. But he took the higher role and just was Jay-Z to the whole Solange in the elevator type ordeal. I just don't feel it's fair for people to downplay Bow Wow because he didn't put his hands on a woman. But I also don't think it's right for Bow Wow to continue to deal with her. Now, I'm not sure if you guys watched them on Growing Up Hip Hop, but their relationship has a lot of toxicity. And they kind of need to be apart. You know, both of them suffer from abandonment issues. But at the same time, the fear of somebody leaving should not require you to put your hands on. Now, the story that was released was that she was going through Bow Wow's phone, found something that put him in a compromising position, thus threw a lamp at him, and then proceeded to attack him and spit on him. Now, I mean, I just feel, and I'm just planting seeds, that if this girl really had love for this young man, why would you try to hurt him that bad? If you go on TMZ.com or go on YouTube and type in impressive with an E, the YouTube channel, you will see where she leaked everything from the TMZ pictures of the that the police took to the 911 call and everything. Bow Wow really was the bigger man in this situation. But I just find it so horrible he had to go through that. You know, sometimes men, you know, they can tend to be a little aggressive with women just because they don't really know how to show love. But just because you don't know how to show love don't mean that you don't know how to receive it. And Bow, this ain't love. Now, we all know Bow Wow came up in a single family home. But I mean, you know, just because your mama bitched at you don't mean you take a woman bitching at you. I really believe Bow Wow should leave. He already suffers from depression. And that being said, right there, sometimes you can feel alone in a room full of people. So, I don't know. I don't want to judge my man. But I just hope Bow Wow get the strength to leave this young lady alone. This was just so horrendous. Like, nobody should have to endure that much pain from someone who so-called loved them. I'm just saying, the only pain love should bring is the strength that a woman has to pull through the pain when she brings life into this universe. I'm just saying, love don't hurt. And if it do, I don't want it, you know? At the end of the day, what you deal with is what you deal with. But I feel like Bow Wow should seek therapy so that he can get the tools he needs to feel strong to stand on his own. Because at the end of the day, nobody should have to put their hands on anybody. Communication is everything. And because this young lady endured in a relationship with him, she knew he was a personality. And she knew what he was going to have to deal with. And even then, he's still a young man. So, I don't know. Y'all leave y'all comments. Email me at twithmeek414@gmail.com or just leave a comment on the post. Either way, good, bad, or indifferent, I love them all. But y'all be safe and remember, communication is everything. Violence solves nothing. Y'all be blessed and have a good one. Peace.